This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is Limia Plus Plus, hosted by your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Poetry is an art form of weaving words that evoke emotions and experiences. Limia Plus Plus presents the works of individuals through Limia, a poem consisting of 5 lines with limited syllables, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, plus other literary stuff, plus song poems. Join us for half an hour. I'm your host, Mel B. Libre. Welcome. In this episode, our theme is Mother by students of St. Scholastica Academy in Talisay City, Philippines. A favorite poem of the week, plus song poems from Neil Young, and our singer Poet Songwriter of the Month, Gordon Lightfoot. This is Gordon Lightfoot.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you have. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
That's a song poem by Gordon Lightfoot. It's called If You Could Read My Mind. The song's meaning, Gordon Lightfoot's lyrics, were inspired by the pain of his impending divorce. He wrote the song reflecting on emotional distance, failed expectations, and the quiet unraveling of a marriage. Shortly, three Limyas from students of St. Scholastica Academy in Talisay City, Philippines.
Thank you.
Bulimia by Ohana Jean Alada, Grade 7. Early sun rises. I open my sleepy eyes. Breakfast warm and sweet. Uniforms neat and tidy. Ma, I love you so. Limia by Marian Sosius, Grade 10. Guiding light of mine, you are my faithful compass. Through you, I shine bright. In time, I light your dark days, as you did for me. Limia by Nina Delancey Solon, Grade 7. You'll be in my heart, a gentle song in the dark. Stars bloom when we part. Family whispers guide me. Love stays where we start. You are listening to Limia Plus Plus. I'm your host, your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Very shortly, we've got the favorite poem of the week. It's If by Rudyard Kipling, as read by Michael Caine.
The Kipling poem is one of my favorites since I was a boy at school. My father read it to me once. And I think it, to me as a little boy, it summed up what a man should be. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor look too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life for broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, loose and start again at the beginning. And never breathe a word about your loss. If you could force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are done, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 40 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Thank you, Sir Michael Caine. That's a poem called If by Rudyard Kipling. And in 1995 BBC opinion poll, If was voted by the United Kingdom as the favorite poem. And during his lifetime, even Kipling started to resent the poem's popularity. Well, it is a beautiful poem. More Limius coming soon. And these ones are written by Mel B. Libre, yours truly. You once carried me as a child so unknowing. Mother, I have grown to stand on my own 2 feet. Still, I lean on you. Step by step, you discover your purpose through people, places, and all the experiences that mold your being. Limia. Each time I wake up, I ask if I am alive. I then pinch myself. If ever I feel the pain, my soul has to wait. The journey of life, no matter how much we try to go our own way, takes you to another road, to your destiny.
Thank you.
You just heard Neil Young's Powder Finger from the album Rust Never Sleeps. It is a tragic anti-war narrative sung from the perspective of a dead 22-year-old American. He is killed defending his family's isolated riverfront home from an approaching government gunboat, ultimately realizing the futility of violence and his father's advice. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Limya Plus Plus. Join the Limya movement. Write your Limya. 5 lines, 57575 syllables. Submit to melbilibre@gmail.com. And your poem may just make it here. Bye for now. I'm your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Poetry is life.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.